Good morning. Worship His Majesty, that's why we're here. And to build off of that, do you add salt to your food? Have you watched fast food places add salt to the fries when they just come out of the fryer? Almost a heart attack just watching it. Some kidding aside, the use of salt can go both ways. And so today, Jesus reminds us of a positive use of salt and thus encourages each one of us to be and remain salty. That's what we're going to build on, that thought, in our worship this morning. If you're joining us online, great to have you with us. The email blast did not get sent out, but you can find the bulletin on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link or under the Media Live link. You'll find the bulletin there for this service. Let's invite our attention now to our invocation on the middle of page 3. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods.
Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For He is our God, and we are the
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Let us worship Him.
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
God invites us to come into his presence and worship him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
For all that we need in life, and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. Reading from Holy Scripture on this first Sunday in October, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, comes to us from the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter. One way to be and remain salty is to remember to keep our ego in check. A reminder in these words. The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting that they may stand there with you." So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with them. And he took some of the power of the Spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but did not do so again. However, two men, whose names were Eldad and Medad, had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go out to the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." The word of the Lord. The Apostle Paul did not view talking up Jesus to be a competition. A reading from Holy Scripture, Philippians chapter 1. "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached." The word of the Lord. Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter. Thankfully, the Lord Jesus, his name is taught in a variety of circles, religious circles. And yet that doesn't give us the right to be reckless with the teachings of Jesus. "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said. For no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die, and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves, and be at peace with each other. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance. And this can and is possible through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We turn our attention to the gospel reading for today, where we hear once again these words, "Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us to be salty and to remain salty in and through him. Dear friends, what is the greatest goal that we ought to have as we go through this life? Would you concur or agree that it could be and should be this, the keeping and the encouraging of faith in Jesus? After all, when all is said and done with our lives here on earth, what else really matters at that point in time and beyond? Other than the relationship that we ourselves have with God through Jesus, as well as the relationship others have with God. Now, if this is to be the greatest concern, goal of our life, or at least towards the top, what are you, dear friends, doing to meet that goal? The Lord God has something to say in answer to that question. And what he has to say to us is more than just an opinion. It's something that's to be heeded, put into practice. And so what exactly is it that the Lord God has to offer us to help us keep that as a goal, the goal in our life? It can be summed up in these words, remain salty. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we can do that by remaining in the Word. That's pretty obvious. And secondly, we can do that, remain salty, by not getting all caught up in ourselves, which unfortunately we do way too often. First off, remain salty by remaining in the Word. And who's at the heart of the Word? The Word of God. It is Jesus, the Word made flesh. These are the words that tell us about Jesus Christ. And through Jesus, we have then the words of eternal life. And that's God's goal for us, for you and for me, for all people, eternal life. And so he wants people to come to a knowledge of the truth so that they can know the way to eternal life. And that way is through Jesus, his Son, who's not just the way to eternal life, he is the truth about eternal life, who is life himself. Jesus proved the fact that he is life himself and that he is the way to eternal life by coming down here on earth in flesh, to do what we cannot do, to redeem us, to ransom us from ourselves. And he did an awesome job, even though it was painful for him. And painful for us in the sense of we know what our Savior had to go through and why he had to do it. It was because of us. But the bulk of the pain was on him. Flesh torn apart, humiliated, beaten, crucified, pierced, all for us. That's why there is the encouragement to remain in the Word, and at the heart of that Word is the Word, Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior. And because he lives, we too shall live. So death cannot separate us from God. How important that is to keep in mind, right? Because every day we face death. Not a one of us is guaranteed an extra minute here on earth. But by the grace of God, he gives us a minute, an hour, a day, a month, a year, and so on. Not just to live however we want during that time, but to live for him, to be and remain salty. For us to not only be in the Word, but to bring others to that Word, to the knowledge of the truth about his salvation, what he did for their sins, so that they could be at peace with God now and forever and live with him in heaven. But there are some distractions along the way, right? Which the Lord addresses in these words from the Gospel of Mark. Because we want to remain in the Word, and we give thanks for the fact that wherever Jesus is preached, there's the opportunity for believers to be there. But in too many places, sad to say, as we know, where Jesus is preached in certain places, it's confluent. Lost. How big of a spaghetti strainer do you want to use, a colander do you want to use, to sort out the truth from the yeast? And that's what Jesus addresses with that millstone tied around a person's neck. Jesus shows how serious he is about the preaching, the allowing of yeast alongside the truth of his word. So yes, wherever Jesus is preached, there's the opportunity for believers to be there and to be saved. While at the same time, if yeast is allowed to go alongside, what can happen to that truth and that connection to Jesus? It can get lost. By the preaching of you are saved by your works, just be a good person and God will be satisfied with that. No, he won't. God is a God of love, so live however you want because God will look the other way. Because he's a God of love. He's not like your grandpa who's out of touch. No, he's not going to look the other way. And so Jesus says, whoever allows intentionally this yeast of false doctrine to be taught alongside of or in the place of the truth, whether that be to a little child or to one young in faith or someone else, their fate is not good. And better than to face the judgment of God is to put that heavy concrete ball on a rope and that rope around you to never surface again. God doesn't want that for anybody, right? But he emphasizes this is serious stuff. And we see it happening way too often, don't we? Churches who claim to be Christian, who claim to have Jesus, but have confluted the word of the Lord by allowing the yeast of false doctrine to stand inside of or to replace the truth of God's word, to not keep the focus just on Jesus and how he wants us to live. How we have taken the minds of little children and taught them that different relationships are okay. Because they know you get a child from little on, that child becomes yours. So what are we doing to protect the children? Thankfully, the Lord has given us an opportunity to help each one of us, especially the children, including the children, be and remain salty through home devotions, through Christian parents, putting the Word of God into practice, through Sunday school, through a Christian elementary school, and other resources. The opportunity to be and remain salty is right before us every day. No excuse to not take advantage of it. Knowing that there are distractions out there, knowing that we are can be so vulnerable if left to ourselves. So remain in the Word to remain salty. A second way then to help us remain salty is by not getting caught up in ourselves. Again, while we recognize, sad to say, that there is yeast and error being taught and promoted in too many churches, at the same time, let us give thanks that we're not the only saving church here on earth. Not just St. Mark's, not just Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Again, wherever Jesus is preached, there will be believers. And we give thanks for that. The invisible church, the sum total of all believers of all time. And truly, God knows who is a part of that invisible church, as He alone can read the heart. And this is where confessions of faith matter. Because we can't read the heart. Who's part of that invisible church? Well, as we give a confession of faith, we can get an indication if we are a part of that invisible church. And so the visible church does matter. Jesus established visible churches like we have here for a reason. To identify fellow believers so that we can encourage and grow up with one another. And so that we can safeguard the truths. He has charged us to mark and avoid those who teach contrary. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. Warn a divisive person once. Warn him a second time. After that, have nothing to do with that person. He tells us that there are people who will have itchy ears. Tell me that God is a love who looks the other way. I want to hear that, people say. But then he follows that up by saying, but you, keep your head in all situations. Hold on to sound teaching. Remain salty. So celebrate the invisible church. We're not the only ones teaching Jesus. While at the same time, let us not be reckless with the truths of Jesus. And be thankful for fellow believers who care about guarding the truth. Not to be closed with it, but so that others can truly know what the truth is, so that they can, by the grace of God, obtain eternal life. And so that we can obtain eternal life, Jesus also warns us in these words to not get all caught up in ourselves individually. So again, as a church, we should not get an ego, and as individuals, we should not get an ego. So based on what Jesus was saying here about taking out your eye and cutting off your foot in your hand, he's not talking literally, but he's emphasizing a very serious point in a serious way. What is it that tempts you? What is it that is trying to keep you from remaining salty? And it can be different for each one of us. It might be that thing we carry in our purse, or in our pocket, or it's glued to our hand. If you're using that to get your sexual pleasure, then maybe you shouldn't have one anymore. Is it that bottle you got hidden in the cabinet? You think your wife and your kids don't know about it? Dump it down the sink. But it's not just a quick fix, is it, right? And so we need each other to encourage one another, to help us through whatever that temptation is for us, whatever that is that Satan is using to pull us away from Jesus and out of heaven. Jesus is serious about this. Just as he was serious about false doctrine, tie a millstone around that person's neck, so he is serious about get rid of it. Take a drastic step. Remain salty. Because if you don't, what happens? You lose your saltiness. And is it easy to get back? How many people have left the church thinking, oh, you're free from church, from mom and dad's pressure to go to church every Sunday and to Sunday school. Now we're on our own. And how many come back? They used to come back when they got married and had a child. They don't even do that anymore. And so the next generation is not on the way to heaven, but hell. That hurts not only us, but it hurts Jesus. So we need to continually encourage and seek out one another. As Jesus said, let us not give up meeting together. Let us not just make excuses for our family members and for our friends who used to grace their presence with these pews, but have said, eh, I got my God. Well, your God isn't going to get you to heaven. There is only one God who does that. And how are you showing that he is important to you? That you get what he is saying about remaining salty? Dear friends, let us take this relationship that we have with God seriously. It's not easy to do, right? For the reasons we've noted, and there are plenty more that we could get into. And plus, relationships in general today are just not respected and appreciated. And so that makes it even tougher. You have a relationship with God? Break it off. We do that all the time with people. But this one we don't want to break off. And God has given us every resource to keep it connected. So, dear friends, continue to stay in the Word. As you can, encourage others to be in the Word. Invite them to be in that Word. Let us keep on meeting together, not just on occasion, just dipping our toe in the water once in a while, but ongoing. Because we need each other, and we need the encouragement we can offer each other, and above all, we need the encouragement that the Lord himself gives to us. And in a nutshell, it is, remain salty. Stay in his word, and don't get caught up in yourself. Get caught up in him. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. For our confession of faith, we use these words on page 10 from the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Amen. Please be seated.
God be praised for the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel, the saltiness of his word, not only here in our own place, but throughout the world. So, God be praised for our thank offerings to him. We pray, Almighty God, we praise and honor your holy name for your numerous acts of love and mercy on behalf of your people.
We especially thank you for the gift of your one and only Son, who has ascended into heaven and sits at your right hand.
We rejoice in the knowledge that he is our advocate before your throne and that he intercedes for us in all our needs.
Send your Holy Spirit.
Give to all who serve your holy church a full measure of your grace, that Christ may be confessed, his cross uplifted, and his gospel declared as the only way to eternal life. Bless all parents that they may be wholesome examples to their children.
May they teach their children to love you, to practice virtue, to desire to pursue the perfection in your word, and to serve your church and all people.
Hear the prayers of all who are afflicted. In the quiet hour of the night, when they are weighed down with pain, loneliness, and anxiety, bring them strength and hope by assuring them that your love endures, your power overcomes, and your presence remains constant. O Father, whence all blessings come, O Son, dispenser of God's store, O Spirit, bear our offerings home, Lord, make them yours forevermore. Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect in the love you have for them. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. As we leave this hour of worship, we give all glory to Jesus.
And we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you. Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. You are indeed at peace with God. Amen. We pray. Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Sums it up pretty well. Bible study taking place in here. We're still looking at lifestyle witnessing, how to take what we have been given and share it with others individually and collectively. And then Christians in conflict, that's the topic that the teens are going through. And then Sunday school meets in the chapel at 9:15. Again, if you want to sing along with the children, you're welcome to do so there in the chapel. Digging Deeper, our Bible study once a month on first Thursdays of the month, will be taking place this coming Thursday at 6:30 in the Luther Room. The cook-off this Saturday, community cook-off, our neighborhood block party, in a sense. Invite family, friends as you want. There's still room for the grillers among us if you want to enter the contest. There's three forms, right? There's ribs, chicken, and then beans and chili. Give it your hand, and then we'll have food available for everybody else. So it starts at 4. Grillers, there's special rules to abide by, so contact Linda Haffill or go on the website for those rules under special events. You can't grill before you get on campus. So you can start at 2, and community starts coming at 4. So it goes from 4 to 8. Connect 2030, doing their monthly open gym and fellowship. This coming Sunday, so a week from today at 5:30, from 5:30 to 6 will be a little spiritual reflection, and then from 6 on, open gym, volleyball is the big hit right now, and cornhole and other things. So 20s and 30s, it's not just limited to that age group, so we took out the slash, and it's just 20-30. That's the name of the group. LWMS, the rally's coming up on the 16th in Reno. If you like to carpool, and just if you're going, just so we have an indication that you're going, or if you'd like to carpool, please see the information board. There's a sign-up sheet there. Or also talk to Ellie. She's right there. She'll give you more instructions on the Reno rally. Then the weekly news, just the other events that are going on there in the weekly news. God's blessings to each one of you. May you continue to take the time to greet and encourage one another today and every day you see each other. Thank you.